Bottom of the fourth inning, Luke Jokela ready to work. As he will face Austin Rambo, Josh Sweeney. Josh Sweeney and Dalton Rambo. All right, Austin Rambo, big tall right-hander. A 1-1 ball game. And the sky's getting a little lighter here at New Munich. Jokel has pitched to Rambo, a little bit low in ball one. Took your sunglasses off, huh? Yeah. The pitch comes in low again, and 2-0. Oh, there's a strike called, and 2-1. Balls, one strike, the count. Jokela follows this pitch off, and now 2-2. Any message from one of our texters out there, Don? A talking point for us might be after the walk-off home run by Pat Ilias. It was an instant classic memory, of course, on Friday night. What other region or state tournament games stick out for us? Just classic moments when we have covered baseball over the years as Rambo flies out to right field and one out. That'd be a tough one, Randy, wouldn't it?
Gotta think a little bit. I just go back to last year, Nathan Meyer's blast in Dassel. That was a big tournament for Regal. That was pretty impressive last year. Big home run that allowed the Regal Eagles to walk off with that victory. A big, big win for the Eagles last year. As Sweeney drives this one to center field, on his horse in center field, Alex Putty, and crashes into the fence, making the catch in left center field. Alex Putty, what a nice catch out there.
There was no room left
for that. Oh, yes. Nice catch there by Alex Putty.
You know, Randy, we've done so many games, it's kind of hard to pick out one, isn't it?
There's been some fun ones, though.
Oh, man. There's been some fun ones.
Yeah. Dalton Rambo, the DH at the plate. 0-1 the count to Dalton as he'll fall it back and out of play. I got to go look back to 1998 when you joined me just more as a stat man than actually a color commentator, but we followed Richmond through their state tournament run.
We did.
A lot of just exciting games for the Richmond Royals back in 1998. As Rambo takes high for a ball in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Rambo beats this one off home plate. Jokela fields it. Fair territory. Throws to first in time to get Austin Rambo, and that will do it for the Twins here in the fourth. We'll talk more when we come back. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. After four innings, Richmond 1 and New London Spicer 1. More to come here in 1 minute.
For the best eating in New Munich, it's Shady's Bar and Grill. Stop in this weekend and check out their new updated menu with lots of new selections to choose from. Mark your calendars for the pork chop and sweet corn dinner served with baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner rolls Wednesday, August 16th, serving from 5 till 8. Wishing all the teams the best from Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich.
North American State Bank, your reliable community bank with offices in Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, supports the hometown teams. When you need a loan for agriculture, business, home, recreation, or a vehicle, you'll want to stop in and talk to one of their professional lenders. Also ask about a checking or savings account, credit and debit cards, IRAs, health savings accounts, and online banking. North American State Bank, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show on KASM Sunday nights at 7 p.m.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Yes.
All right. Having a lot of fun back here in New Munich. As we got the attendance totals for today. 705. Oh, I had it backwards. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had 507. And Don had 575, so.
Oh, 705 people. Wow.
705, big crowd. Big crowd here in New Munich. And yeah, that's a lot of people for this weekend's Region 15 C tournament action as Corey Niewen at the plate to count 0-2 to Corey. Corey Niewen, Kyle Buddy, and Alex Buddy will hit. Facing our right-hander, Adam Niebauer. Pitch low to Niewen, then 1-2.
Pretty amazed with that because I looked back on last year's a little bit, and it was like 634 last year on that Sunday. So we're, you know, it's 66 and, what did he say, 705?
Mm-hmm.
66, that's 71 more people.
Yeah, two balls, two strikes to Niewen. He'll follow it back and out of play. Of course, Farming has had some awesome crowds already on their two games on Friday and Saturday night, and New Munich with some excellent crowds, as New Munich had a great crowd yesterday, great crowd today. Niewen will foul another one off. Count stays at 2-2 here in the fifth inning.
10 is a 2,200 and what, 18?
2,213?
2,213 people already.
So far.
Wow.
1 weekend to play as Niewen leads it off with a single to right field. You know, there were a lot of regions that early on didn't get that all two weekends.
Well,
of course, there were fewer teams maybe, not eight teams, but there were six teams for a while. And but 2,213.
Go back to when we had six teams. That was kind of an average number, 16
for 2 weekends.
For 2 weekends, and you go to eight, starting to get into the 3,000s, 3,500s.
Yeah.
And this last year was 3,700.
This is eight ball games. Eight ball games. And
yes.
22-13. I think you look at the ball games, it's looking to bunt as Kyle Buddy for the Richmond Royals. He's at the plate. The count, two balls, no strikes. The sun coming out.
You know, the cooler weather, nice atmosphere, beautiful ballpark. People come out. You know, I know when the Munich had the regions the last time, it was pretty warm. It was like in the 90s. We come out here on a Sunday morning. It was before I had joined you, and we sat out here, and they sold probably more water than any.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. St. Augusta has beaten Sacred Heart today 12-3 down at 11C. St. Augusta keeps their playoff hopes and state tournament hopes alive. The Cold Spring Rockies game just ready to get started with Luxembourg. So Milroy, Raymond, St. Augusta, and either the Rockies or Luxembourg got to fight for that last state tournament spot, as Watkins and Kimball already have those two state tournament spots. Three go out of region 11C. Here's a bunt by Kyle Buddy down the first baseline. Niebauer peels the underhand flip. The first has Rambo covers there. And 1-3 on the putout. On to second goes Corey Niewen. One out here in the fifth.
Okay, for Richmond, the center fielder, number 11, Alex Buddy.
Mary Heinen, is this yours? It's yours. It's now going on the World Wide Web. I think Paul Sand got a hold of it. The web in your head, that's right. At the plate for the Richmond Royals, Alex Buddy. Got a count to one ball, no strikes. Adam Niebauer kicks in, delivers the big curveball, strike one to Alex Buddy. The Royals have a runner in scoring position now with a a game that's tied 1-1 here in the fifth inning. Corey Nieland out at second. Neibauer, full sunshine now. Looks back to second and comes home, and Buddy takes low and away for a ball in 2-1. Now this time of day, Don, we saw yesterday where that sun might be an issue for that right side. See if something's hit to Jake Rambo or Austin Rambo over at first base, or even out to right field, Perkins, if they have issues.
You see Austin Rambo over at first base, it's going to be a little tough for him.
Pitches low and away to Alex Buddy in 3-1. Neibauer ready again, the 3-1 offering. Outside, ball four, and Alex Buddy's going to walk, putting runners at first and second. That'll bring Adam Backus to the plate, and Adam, 1-for-2 so far today with a double. Adam with the Richmond run scored, too. He scored that run, and the pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 to Adam Backus. The ball's one strike. Here's a bunt by Backus. Neibauer slips as he falls off the mound to field the Backus bunt, and everybody's safe on an infield single by Backus. Kind of a surprise move there with one out, Don. Backus bunts, and Neibauer, as he came to field, it slipped and fell, and Backus with the single.
What an excellent bunt again by Adam Backus, right on the line again. Colson couldn't keep his footing.
Some other scores today. Moorhead beats Sauk Rapids 5-1 in Region 2B. Cold Spring Springers lead Boudreaux now 6-0 with the winner going to the state tournament. So Springers look like they're headed back to another state tournament in Class B ball. Dusty Adams at the plate. Takes a strike called and 0-1. Neibauer's pitch, and Adams a little aggressive there. Chases that high fastball and 0-2 now to Dusty.
Dusty's going to himself, I can't do nothing with that.
Two balls, two strikes. The base is loaded for the Royals here in the fifth, a 1-1 ball game. Neibauer's pitch, and Adams laces it to left field. That's a base hit. It'll score two. Nieland crosses the plate. Buddy crosses the plate. Backus going back to second. The ball gets away from Rambo, but not far enough for Backus to advance to third, as Backus took a big turn at second and just about got picked off.
Wow.
So Dusty Adams comes through with an RBI single. He gets a couple RBIs here in the fifth inning, and it's 3-1 Richmond. And Jamie Skibel out to have a word with his right-hander.
Couldn't put it in a better place, Dusty Adams, you know, right down the left field line, where that makes that left fielder has to really come in a long way. And, you know, it gives that runner from second base up. At least 5-6 extra steps, I'd say, wouldn't it?
Yes, it does. They're going to leave Neibauer in.
Still only one out in the fifth inning.
Scott Rugemer so far today, 1-for-2. One ball, two strikes. Rugemer takes the first pitch from Neibauer, low and away, ball one.
I think he'll start him out with that slow curveball, doesn't he?
He does. Pitch low and away again, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Runners at first and second. The pitch to Rugemer, high and inside, and the count 3-0. Two runs in the inning for Richmond. They have broke the 1-1 tie. Now lead 3-1, and Rugemer takes low for ball four, so he's going to load him up.
That's going to be it, I got a feeling, for Neibauer.
See Skibel coming out of the dugout yet, but the draftee, that's Gruber, I think, from Starbuck. Is that Gruber or not? No.
Yeah.
It is Gruber?
Yeah, it's the only one they have here. Okay, drafty. Starbucks Stars, Michael Gruber.
Michael, the son of Brian Gruber. Brian has a whole bunch of young men, young boys, that he's raising over there, the baseball coach at Minnewaska. And so Michael Gruber going to come on in relief here of right-hander Adam Neubauer in the fifth inning. Talk a little bit about some of our region baseball sponsors, Trapper's Pub and Grub, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Beef, Peps Pork of Earl Spring Hill, State Bank of Richmond, Sportsman of Dan and Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Liz Autobody and Glass at Farming, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Gill Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Gucci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix here in Dominick, CHS of El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Feed Service, Shady's Bar and Grill, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, and the Freeport State Bank bringing us region baseball here on KESM all weekend. They'll be around next weekend, too, to help us out with our baseball broadcast. Michael Gruber, he is a right-hander. Talking a little bit with Scott Rambo out on the mound, and now Wyatt White comes in to have a word with Michael Gruber. Just got a note here that Gruber plays baseball for St. John's. And Michael's kind of got the look of his dad. I think if you put them guys together, they'd share a resemblance.
Throwing from the other side, though.
Throwing from the other side, that's right, though, yeah. Pitches low and inside for a ball to right-handed hitting Cole Schmitz and 1-0. And Cole, ooh, he got a big cut there. That fastball from Michael Gruber and a swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1 the count. Bases loaded for Richmond. Still only one out. They have scored two here in the fifth inning to take a 3-1 lead. Pitch to Schmitz and Cole's going to follow this one back and out of play. And the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Gruber works from the stretch. And Schmitz will pop this one up down the first baseline. Austin Rambo giving chase. And Austin thought he would maybe stick his glove out as he was just only a couple feet away from it. If he totally lost track of it, I don't know.
He was going to make an over-the-head catch on that one.
Yeah,
and he just stopped.
It falls helplessly to the ground, and with the count of 1-2, Cole Schmitz has a little renewed life. The curveball finishing high from Gruber, and the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two the count. Gruber kicks and delivers, and Schmitz will follow another one back and out of play. Count at 2-2 to Cole. Cole Schmitz so far today bounced into a double play and reached on an error. Gruber's pitch and Schmitz lofts it to left field. Colset going back. Danielson coming in and it hits the side fence and bounces out of play. And the count stays 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Gruber has a new baseball. And he has a sign from Scott Rambo. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Cole Schmitz takes high for a ball and the count full at 3-2. Boy, Jokola has been on the bench a long time here, too. This has been a long inning. With the pitching change and a lot of
upper counter. Schmidt laces this one right to the left fielder. Danielson drops it in left field, and everybody's safe. Wow. That was right at Mike Danielson as he just had to move a little bit to the line, and it popped out of his glove. So an error on Danielson gets the Royals another run and the third error of the game.
Hit him right in the mitt, Randy. I don't know what happened there. You think he closed it too quick?
Maybe he closed it, and maybe he was trying to set himself up to throw it, Don, and you never know. Here comes Dan Hansen, the DH, to the plate. So Adam Backus will score on the play.
Tough on the pitcher, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Wow. Dusty Adams goes to second, and over at first now, Cole Schmitz, actually. And Dusty is at third. Scott Rigamer at second. Cole Schmitz at first.
Wow.
Hansen takes three straight pitches for strikes, and he's out on strikes. And the ninth man of the inning to bat, Connor Dold. Connor has been up with a lot of base runners today. He's struck out twice.
Boy, Dan must have been looking for something completely different than what Michael was bringing there, right?
Yeah, you'd think that right-hand pitcher, left-handed batter, Hansen would have the advantage there. Connor Dold fouls it back and out of play. Count 0-1. The ball's one strike. Michael Gruber kicks in, delivers, and Dold's a check swing right down the first base line. Austin Rambo will step on the bag, and Dold is out, and that'll do it for Richmond here in the fifth inning. But they score three runs on three hits. It was one error, and the bases left loaded. After four and a half, Richmond 4 and New London Spicer 1. More Region 15 C baseball action coming up in 1 minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
The longer you live, the more you know how valuable property can be. Whether the economy is up or down, it pays to own your own home. Whether you're buying, building, need to refinance, or borrow on your equity, let Freeport State Bank help. They're interested in making mortgages and home equity loans available to more homeowners with the kind of flexibility that makes more dreams come true. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
To the bottom of the fifth inning we go. 4-1 Richmond lead. And it'll be John Perkins leading it off for New London Spicer. Perkins will be followed by the top of the order in Ben Kulcet and Jake Rambo. John Perkins bounced to the second baseman in his only at-bat today, and the first pitch from Luke Jokla is a called strike, and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Here's Perkins looping it to short. Adam Bach is back on the grass. Head short makes the catch for the out. One out. Here comes Ben Kulcet to the plate. Ben, 0-for-1, walked and scored the Twins' only run. Sartell Muskies qualify for the state tournament today. The Muskies beat Rum River. Here's a little bunt down the third base line. Kyle Buddy fields it and throws it away past the first baseman, Niewind, and Ben Kulcet will race in the second base. Hit and an error on the throw.
Yep, I'd say hit and air.
Hit by Kaltseth and then an air on Buddy's throw. And the Royals' first hit today, or first air today, puts a base runner at second with one out. Here's Jake Rambo. He's one for two. Rambo takes a strike called 0-1. The ball's one strike. Luke Jokola looks back to second. And it comes home. The pitch is high to Rambo. The count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Jokola kicks and delivers, and Rambo takes a strike called, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Looks like there's a little bit of rain coming in again from the north-northwest.
Do they have to play these games, 9 innings?
I believe so. And Rambo drives it to center field right at Alex Buddy. And Buddy will make the catch for the second out. So two outs here in the inning. See if that all holds together, though, that rain. And Mike Danielson steps up to the plate. Mike 0 for 2. In our ball game today. That's with Kaltseth at second and two outs. So close pitch. Danielson laces this down the left field line. That's a base hit. It's going to score Ben Kaltseth as the throw from left field comes into second base. And it's now 4-2 as the Twins score a run here in the fifth. This New London Spicer team, they can hit. They can score quickly. Bring Scott Rambo to the plate. Scott Rambo so far today, 1-for-1, and he follows that to the net. And 0-1 to Scott. Walked in the second, had a base hit in the third. I think he'd like that pitch back, Randy. Has the pitch a little bit low. And the count, one ball, one strike. One and one. Jokola delivers, and Rambo drives this to center field on his horse. Alex Buddy dives and jumps, actually, and makes the catch just like a wide receiver would, and that's going to do it for the Twins here in the fifth. One run on two hits. There was one Richmond error and one man left on base. So we played five, a Richmond 4, and New London Spicer 2. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in the Region 15C tournament this year from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for an RV, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Michael Gruber set to begin his first full inning of work. Relief pitcher, Starbuck draftee for New London Spicer. We'll face Corey Nieland, Kyle Buddy, and Alex Buddy. And looking back at that Alex Buddy catch again, Don, he's made some great catches today. One up against the fence that he fell into the fence, and that one off the bat of Scott Rambo.
That was a good catch. I'll tell you, I thought he was going to get turned around on that because off that lefty, he was kind of drifting away from him, and he was going, and I thought he's going to have to turn all the way around to get back to it, but he just made it over to him.
Over-the-head catch, some of those skills as a receiver for St. John's University. Alex Buddy is well-groomed in that, so that helps a lot, I'm sure. First pitch to Corey Nieland, the strike from Gruber, and 0-1 as Nieland will follow this one back and out of play. And the count, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Gruber's pitch, that bounces up to the plate. And the count, one ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. 4-2, Richmond leading here in the sixth as Nieland ball another one back and out of play. Get your rosary following our game tonight here on KASM along with their inspirational music. Oh, nice play by Wyatt White over at short as Nieland grounds to short. White throws across the diamond and a one-hop scoop by Austin Rambo at first. There's Kyle Buddy that stepped to the plate. Kyle so far today, 0-2. First pitch ball to Kyle, and now Kyle will foul one back and out of play again. And the count dead, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitches high to Buddy, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And another foul back and out of play. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out, nobody on for Richmond here in the sixth. That pitch missing just a little bit outside. And the count full at 3-2. And the strike three called. Buddy will get caught looking.
Nice pitch by Michael Gruber. Kept that inside corner.
Painted that on the inside corner. That'll bring Alex Buddy to the plate.
Throws well, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, nice swarm on the mound.
Gruber's pitch. Outside of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Michael Gruber kicks and delivers. There is a strike on the inside corner, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Here's a drive by Alex Buddy to center field. Swinney's not going to get this one. It's going to roll just about to the fence. Alex Buddy takes a big turn at second, and he's going to hold on there. That ball stopped. He had it rolled all the way to the fence. I think
that's triple.
Yeah, that's triple by Alex Buddy then, exactly. But, I mean, you got Alex Buddy at second right now. You got Adam Bach is coming to the plate, a base hit. They'll probably score Alex Buddy anyway.
I think so. That's some good speed out there, isn't it?
Watch really Alex is.
Run.
Well, he can fly.
That was only in our dreams, wasn't it, to run like that?
Here's Bacchus, a drive to right center field. Chasing it is the right fielder, that's John Perkins. He can't get to it. Buddy scores, and Bacchus in the second. Perkins kind of lunged at it at the last second and couldn't get a handle on it.
So they picked that run right back up that New London scored in the bottom of the fifth. What you want to do,
back-to-back doubles. And Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty's one for three today with a couple RBIs last inning. So two out runs, Don.
Yeah.
You do win ball games, that's for sure.
Boy, two last balls will hit hard.
Here's Dusty Adams. He'll foul it back and out of play, and the count 0-2 to Dusty. No balls, two strikes. Two outs and one on. Five to two, Richmond with the lead over New London Spicer here in the sixth. Nice big crowd here for this ball game today as Michael Gruber delivers, and Adams a ground ball to Rambo at second. Jacob with it. He'll throw to first. 4-3 on the put out of Adams, and the Royals done here in the sixth. One run on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. 5.5, Richmond 5, New London Spicer 2. More to come in a minute here on KAFM.
Pabst Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pabst Pork at 987-3368 or online at PabstPork.com. Pabst Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota. Serving central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is always ready to address your new or remodeling projects. Being an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing and Heating in Richmond to learn more about Rheem products or phone 597-3200.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, bottom of the sixth inning. Richmond leading New London Spicer 5-2. For the New London Spicer Twins, it'll be Wyatt White, Austin Rambo, Josh Sweeney. Scheduled hitters. Wyatt White so far today, 0-2. As Luke Jokola delivers, and White follows this one at the plate, and the count 0-1. I don't know who took that, if Cole Schmitz took that or the home plate umpire took it.
Home took his mask off, so
it might be the home plate umpire that took it. Foul tip. 0-1 the count to Wyatt White. Jokola's pitch, and a swing and a miss by Wyatt. Strike two, 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Jokola's pitch on the inside corner, strike three, and White gets caught looking. Jokola going right at the hitter.
Got that right down on the inside corner by his knees. Great pitch by Jokola.
Luke's first strikeout since back in the second inning. He's now got five in the game. And Austin Rambo to the plate. Austin 0-2 today, and singles to left field here. Dusty Adams will field it, and back into the infield it comes. Austin Rambo takes that first pitch. When he hits it, it just sounds solid off his bat. And to the plate, Josh Sweeney. Josh takes the ball, 1-0.
You have just too many runs against this New London Spicer squad.
Yeah, Sweeney drives it to center field. Alex Buddy's got lots of room out there, and Buddy will grab it for the out, and two down here in the sixth inning. A long fly ball for Sweeney. And here's designated hitter Dalton Rambo. Dalton Rambo so far today, 0-2. He'll take a strike call, then 0-1. Balls, one strike. Dalton will follow it to the net. And the count now 0-2 to Dalton. More fans in the stands. I see Ralph Dronto made it to the game today. So Ralph is sitting in the front row with Ronnie Mueller and Bob Mueller. There's a lot of brain trust there. And Dalton, a ground ball to Doles at second. Connor will flip it to Bacchus covering the bag, and that'll do it for the Twins in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. Six in our books. It's Richmond 5, New London Spicer 2. More Region 15 team baseball action coming up in a minute.
For good conversation and your favorite libation, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and is always willing to serve up your favorite beverage. Corky's plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Don't forget to stop for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 till 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's carries electronic pool tabs. Good luck to the Richmond Royals from Corky's in Richmond. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.